Well, if the opening ceremony wasn't good enough, stand by for an explosive end to Glasgow's games. Superstar Kylie Minogue will be at Hampden on Sunday.
Well, if it's as good as the opening ceremony, I think it'll be a fantastic night.
The legendary Deacon Blue and Lulu will also be there just hours after the Athletics finish on the tracks. Over 169 tonnes of staging and 3,000 props will make up this massive end to Glasgow 2014 in what will go down in history as the Friendly Games.
Kind of good now, there's a breeze going on.
Yeah, it's nice to have a bit of kind of air because it feels like you've not been able to breathe for so long.
It really has, so it's good. It's okay.
And on the
We're not in Jamaica anymore. I feel like it's been like
I know. Here, listen, you've done a well lot of travelling lately.
Yes, I have. It's crazy where I've been. I'd only been to like France.
Heat Radio's online replay.
Hello, Sarah. How are you doing?
Terrific. I feel I can speak for everyone at Heat. I'm beside myself that you two are going to be on. What have you got planned? What can we expect?
Well, I just want to say, for those who don't know us, Ellen plays the more masculine role, and I play the girl on the show.
Yeah, right? Like she's very true.
And she is my life coach, and I am a life idiot.
Because sometimes he is a mess and doesn't know what to do with himself.
Sometimes.
Well, okay.
A lot of times.
Daily.
So there's that dynamic. But, you know, we'll be broadcasting on Heat every day, and we'll be giving you the latest from Hollywood. And I would say on a regular basis, celebrities are walking through this door. We've got Will Arnett, Daniel Radcliffe, Oprah coming up soon.
Just to name a few. Just to drop
Just
Oprah.
To name a few.
Yeah.
And Ryan is experiencing fatherhood for the first time.
I've got a new dog, yeah.
I've heard about the dog, Georgia. Is that right?
Yes. Thank you. Sarah is so sweet. Thank you.
Oh, darling, it's a pleasure. I watch a lot of Ellen. I know Ellen, you mentioned... you mentioned that you'd been over here and you'd actually listened to here. I love this because you were on the motorway, weren't you?
I was on the motorway on the M3. I was on the 303 and I was on the... Is there a 30 as well?
There could well be, darling.
I drove everywhere. I drove from London up to see Oxford. I've always wanted to see... And then to Stonehenge. So did the Henge. And then
so you avoided the tourist spots.
Back on the reg on the M3.
Were you Chevy Chase?
I love it.
But it's so great. People drive so fast. It's so much faster.